sports betting landscape from coast to coast. This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the show. It's Betting Across America, and we are presented by BetMGM. I'm Mike Pritchard, one of your hosts. I'm in Las Vegas. Your other host is on the East Coast. He's in Boston. That's Josh Applebaum. Josh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pritch. Happy Fade the Public Friday. And my man, we got a lot to get to. My new favorite segment is running the board here. So we'll go through all these NFL Week 2 games. Excited for that. Obviously, the G-Men came up absolutely massive last night for dog bettors like myself here, Pritch. So keeping tally here of all these dogs. Now 13-4 ATS in the NFL, 76.5%. Do we expect dogs to cash 3 out of 4 times? No. At some point, this thing is going to dissipate a bit. But a great start early in the season when you really want to target these dogs. Mm-hmm. They've been coming through so far. And Pritch, the thing that you know we talked about in a system that I saw you asked me again, and you wrote it down. Remember that system? Short road dogs +6 or less.
That's right.
That's been a really good grinder spot here, Pritch. Cash last night, and obviously now 6-1 ATS. So if you're 6 or less dog on the road, 6-1 ATS. This year, since 2019, 111-71 ATS. 61%. It was intriguing with that game, Pritch, is like we saw that late movement to Washington. I got a little nervous. I got a 3.5. I was feeling good. I thought it may go to 3. Goes the other way. But I think as bettors, you know, we just got to do what's comfortable with us. And one thing I think, you know, is a teachable moment a bit is if you like a play and maybe don't get a good number, stick with it. A lot of people may, you know, buy the other side or buy back again. Sometimes you can turn, you know, maybe one loss into 2 there. So good hit there with these divisional dogs. Also, Pritch, got a late score in the Ohio game against Louisiana to get that over. And then how about the Sparks in the WNBA coming up bigly for the WNBA bettors here. So big day, Pritch. I'm jacked. It's a great Friday.
Yeah, all 5 of you, because you said it was a niche betting sport, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, here we are on a football frenzied Friday. How about that? Because we're going to go down the list, go down the schedule in the National Football League of all these games. But let's focus on that Thursday night matchup, though. The reason why I stayed away from the game, one was because of your info that I wrote down. The short road dog, divisional dog situation. So I like that play, but then the movement towards the football team too had me perplexed. I was scratching my head here and I couldn't make a decision, so I stayed away. But then also when you break down a game, Josh, you know, you look at the matchups, whether it was the Washington football team in that front versus the malign offensive line for the New York Giants, but yet the Giants as players. See, that's what I look at, Josh. As players, you kind of take pride in that performance, and everybody's doubting you. And so you got a great effort by the New York football Giants there in that game.
Yeah, really put forth a great effort. And you kind of feel bad for Daniel Jones because he went out there, and I think he was a baller. I mean, he played very, very well. Slayton's, you know, drop touchdown, Pritch. If that was you, you would have caught it. I think catch it today. You catch it in your prime. You'd always make that catch there. But tough spot there. The other thing that kind of annoyed me, and I didn't have the Giants on the money line, but there was a play as well where McKissick scores a touchdown, and they just had 3 defensive linemen spaced out. Like, why wouldn't you put 5 guys on the line to stop the run? So there are definitely questionable, you know, things happening there. But I think the overall picture here, Pritch, is when you're making a bet, to me, you want to check off as many boxes as you can. Mm-hmm. So even though that late move toward Washington, it's undeniable. There was some late money breaking, you know, the football team's way. We did the show, it was 3.5. It was inching up towards 4. But what I like to do as a data-driven bettor is check off as many boxes as I can. Pritch, I feel like Better Call Saul. I'm a lawyer. You know, I'm trying to make as compelling of a case as I can to try to convince a jury. And the jury is myself as the bettor here. So you had a divisional dog. We know divisional dogs, built-in familiarity, bark loudest overall, knowing your opponent, knowing the opposing stadium, the opposing coaches, levels the playing field, benefits the team getting points. You're also a dog in a primetime game, a contrarian dog. So you had about a little less than 2/3 of bets on Washington. So just from a walk into a bar and everyone's betting a WFT ticket there, I like to be on the other side of that. Also dog low totals. You know, the total in that one, Pritch, one surprising thing we got to keep an eye out for, these low totals, that thing sailed over. You end up, you know, getting what, 59 points there. But we did see under money 42.5 to 40.5. But with that correlative betting, a dog with a low total, always a good thing because it was a high scoring game here, but typically fewer expected points scored, it makes it harder for the favorite to cover. So even though that late move definitely gave me anxiety, it's happened a couple times now, Pritch. Same thing happened to me with the Houston Texans in Jacksonville. I love Texans +3 all summer. It goes to 3.5. I'm starting to get nervous here, Pritch. I'm biting my fingernails, but I'm sticking with it. And of course, you know, they roll for you here. So
yeah,
I think everyone may know me as like a big line move guy, and I love line movement. I think it's the most important thing to look at when you're betting. But I don't think you have to go with every single line move all the time. If you can build a compelling case and check off 4 or 5 boxes, Maybe it breaks a half point away from you. Maybe the juice is going the other way. But if you can, you know, create that case of worth betting, I think you're right with your original play. And obviously the G-men came through last night for dog betting.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you can find those edges too. Like for me as a player now, better, I'm finding edges with that Washington football team and that defense. Yeah, they bend. That's a Del Rio staple right there as a defense. You're going to give up and yield a lot of yards. But are you going to prevent touchdowns? Like outside of the big play, the receiver dropping the ball for the Giants. And then Daniel Jones, that was not a holding call, by the way. But yet you negate that. Only five field goals were going to beat you in that game if you're the football team. And you got to avoid the late turnover, too. I thought Taylor Heinicke played well. 336 yards, two touchdowns. But the football team, they cannot escape how young they are, and so they do turn the ball over once again, Josh, deep in their own territory.
Yeah, so I think Heinicke, kind of a mixed bag. I mean, he has that backbreaking turnover late, which almost cost him the game, but that thrower in back corner of the end zone, Pritch, put it perfectly. He was on the move. I mean, that's one of the best throws that I've seen in a long time. I mean, that takes elite skill there to make that happen. But I think with Heinicke, you know, this Washington football team, if you're going to get in these shootouts, I don't think that plays to their style at all. You know, you want to be in these lower scoring games. That's definitely going to benefit them. So again, sloppy play early, kind of across the board. My Patriots fumbled a couple times here, Pritch. These things happen early. I think you kind of clean them up a bit, but definitely the defense of the football team. And I don't know if they had a ton of pressure. I expected maybe more pressure from their front four getting to Daniel Jones, but poor Daniel Jones, Pritch. Prime time, he's got a 60-yard run, and then the turf monster gets him. Then he has a great run, and there's a phantom holding call there. So either way, I think the G-men, what I like about them is they kind of lose, but they cover. They're going to be a team for me that I think the public is just going to say, they're going to make a mistake. They're going to do something stupid. I can't bet them. But buying low on these teams, they're kind of like the anti-Chiefs. Like, okay, Chiefs always win but don't cover. It seems to me like with the G-men, they don't win as much, but they do cover quite a bit. So the public perception of this team moving forward, I'm probably going to be buying low on the G-men because I think they're going to be competitive. Can they win these close games, Pritch? I don't know. The jury's still out. But I think they're going to be competitive and maybe cover some dog numbers this year.
Yeah, that's great information right there to file away. And then Galladay going off on Daniel Jones on the sideline. Man, that's your quarterback. You better stop doing that stuff if you want the football. Let's get to some BetMGM insights. Always intrigued by this, Josh, and certainly your interpretation of what we're getting from BetMGM. So the most games bet games, I guess, we'll start there. To take account standpoint, the Cowboys and the Chargers, and we got the Saints, Panthers, the 49ers, and the Eagles as well.
Yeah, so the first one that caught my eye is Dallas and the Chargers. I'll be honest, Pritch, this is the hardest game for me to cap this weekend because you got a couple things going on. Number one, dogs are killing it. 13-4 ATS, short road dogs, plus six or less. We talked about a minute ago, 61% the last couple of years. So that would match with Dallas. Also, Dallas has a big rest advantage. You know, they played that Thursday night. Chargers played Sunday. I like to take advantage of those dog spots when you have more time to rest, rehab, get ready, game plan, all that. Now, they do have some injuries, you know, Lawrence and some of these other things that are happening, and obviously Gallup as well. So all my dog stuff and really extra time to prepare and get ready matches with Dallas. But here's the thing, Pritch. I think there's a little smart money on the Chargers here because they opened -3. The public is actually on Dallas here. I think even though they saw them lose in that opener, they played well and, you know, Dak looked good. So public is saying, give me the points here. Yet this line opened Chargers -3. It's up to -3.5. So I like getting the hook here with Dallas. It worries me. You may have a little fade the trendy dog value there on the Chargers. I want to know, does it stay at 3.5? Does it come back down to 3? Some of these juices I see look like they may go back down to 3. So again, it worries me a bit, movement toward Chargers, but I'll still lean on these dogs for now and lean Dallas in this one. Now, the other one that caught my eye, Pritch, is New Orleans and Carolina. You mentioned this as another really heavily bet game here. I kind of like buying low here on Carolina. This would be that divisional dog angle. Again, public is all over New Orleans after what they saw. No one could believe it. You know, Packers playing terrible. And Jameis looking like, John Elway there, your former teammate, Pritch. But this game opened. You know, a lot of these books were -3, got up to like 4 at one point. You had buyback at 4 or 3.5. I'd look at a divisional dog at home with Carolina, super contrarian when everyone's betting New Orleans there in that one. And then 49ers, Eagles. This is one of my favorite games of the week, Pritch.
Right.
Give me the Eagles in this one. This is kind of a perfect storm here where it's one of the most lopsided plays. 2/3 of bets are on San Fran. They didn't cover. They covered early number if you got like a 7.5 early. But you had to actually the Lions cover that one with that inflated line late. But I go this one, Pritch. Even though Philly looked really good against your former team, the Falcons, everyone is kind of saying, hey, maybe that's a fluke. We don't believe in the Eagles. They're only getting about a third of bets here in a home opener spot. So what I like about this one, Pritch, open like 3.5 or even 4 at some shops, now down to 3. And I love that the juice on the plus 3 for the Eagles is -115. Like, it may get to 2.5. I'm going to see going into Sunday, do we get to 2.5? Because it's really trending that way. I love, again, betting against that West Coast team going east for 1 o'clock game. To me, the Eagles are one of the sharpest plays of the week. You would have loved the hook 3.5, but even 3, you may still beat the closing line because it may get down to 2.5 there.
Yeah, I was actually surprised that the 49ers did not stay in that time zone, that they actually went back to San Francisco, and now they're going to go all the way back across country to that East Coast time zone too. So COVID playing, I guess, ruining the plans, or maybe playing a role in the 49ers going back home. Certainly. So here you go. I mean, maybe an edge right there. I was looking at the fact that the Saints and the Panthers, they're identical offensively. Brady, Peyton, same kind of offense. So maybe the Panthers at home, nothing's going to be unfamiliar to them as they face the Saints and Jameis Winston.
Yeah, again, and we talk about these divisional dogs, Pritch. You know, this is really where you can make your money because you're getting the hook here. You have public perception saying New Orleans is great, yet we're starting to see this movement. Pritch, I'll be surprised, or I guess I won't be surprised. Some of these books are maybe going down to 3 for the Carolina New Orleans game. So we always talk about, you know, you can't just wake up on a Sunday at you know, and drink too much the previous night, be hungover, and bet all your games at 11 o'clock. You got to monitor these numbers and pick off these hooks before they move. So that would be one that I'd be looking at, Carolina plus 3.5. It looks like it's coming down to 3. I think that's a 3-point game, and the hook may save you in that one.
Yeah, how about that? And then highest handle, too, with the Rams right there, -3.5 from a highest handle percentage standpoint. Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the job sites combined, according to TalentNest. Visit Indeed.com/credit. More football frenzy here on a Friday. Coming up next. Football season is here, and it's time to download BetMGM Sports, Nevada's premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Just download the app, stop by any MGM casino on the strip, have your state-issued ID, open an account, start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love the technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be at least 21 years old and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you feel you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Welcome back to the show. It's Betting Across America. Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum with you. So, Josh, before we continue with football frenzy here on a Friday, the 49ers did stay on that time zone. So they had that similar situation last year, back-to-back games on the East Coast. So you think about that. COVID did not ruin those plans. They did stay out in West Virginia, we believe. So they did want to stay acclimated to that time zone as they're going to play the Eagles there.
Yeah, great information, Pritch. You know what I love about you? You always double check your work. That's remember we did math class back in the day. You got to double check,
right,
and show your work. Great job, my man. Again, that, so we can eliminate that angle a little bit, that West Coast team going east 1 o'clock. But the other thing I'd be looking at, Pritch, you know, maybe a higher scoring game in that one. A lot of these books open 48. They're up to like 49.5. We saw Philly score a bunch of points. Their defense looked great. But also San Fran scored a ton against Detroit. Defense gave up a ton of points as well. So that's one of those, you know, kind of non-division overs that's on the rise a bit. If you got anything close to like 48.5, 49, I think we could break 50 points there, maybe 25 points each. I'd be looking at the over there as well, along with the Eagles at 3, which may creep down to 2.5.
All right, Josh, we're going to unveil something new here on the show, Football Frenzy here on a Friday. Pritchard's playbook. We can call it Pritchard's, but we'll say Pritchard's playbook.
Look at that photo.
I know. How about that?
How about that?
You like that?
That's great. You're looking sharp.
I was about to knock somebody out, Josh. I had that look in my eye. So here's my play in pocket so far. I got a teaser, two-team teaser here with the Patriots and the Hawks. I teased them down to pick 'em situations right there.
Yeah, no, I think you're good in with your teaser here, Pritch. Obviously, we like going through key numbers here, bringing them back to basically a pick, just win the game. Now, Patriots had a ton of respect and money hit them, Pritch. Okay. You know, they open a lot of these books. I saw like 3.5 all the way up to like 6. It worries me now. I like your teaser much more than laying the points. To be honest, I'm a Pats fan. kind of a must-win game for the Patriots here. You don't want to go down 0-2. I think teams that go down 0-2, they'll only make the playoffs like 8% of the time. So if I want to go to the postseason, Pritch, Pats need a win here. But now that open 3.5, it's all the way up to 6. I can't possibly lay a 6 after all this line movement. I'm even maybe buying low at the Jets there, plus 6 at that number. Okay. And also, Pritch, Tennessee, Seattle, minus 6, 6.5, kind of stayed where it's at. That thing may be going to 7, mm-hmm. kind of the way it's moving here. So we'll keep an eye on that. So hope you cash your teaser there, my man.
Yeah, me too. I mean, because that's in my pocket right now. And then I got the leans. I wanted to wait until we did the show today here on a Football Frenzied Friday. And so we got the Cowboys at that number, plus 3.5 over the Chargers. Now, I knew you were going to mention the rest system that's in play here. I know there's some suspensions as well as injury situations right there with the Cowboys too. But I like the rest angle, though. I really do like the rest angle. And I really like the fact that the Chargers, even though they're going to be at home, in the red zone against the Washington football team last week, they were not productive, right? Not to the level that they needed to be. So I wonder if they're able to iron that out, or will that give an advantage in opening the door a little bit for the Cowboys?
Yeah, I'm with you, Pritch. And again, this was a lean Dallas to me as well. My only trip up here is that they are the public play, yet it went minus 3 to 3.5 for the Chargers. So okay. We got to admit that there was a little respect to money there, Chargers. But I'm with you. Not every game is just based on the line move. We saw it yet last night. Again, it was a one-point game, Giants cover. You had that late half-point move to Washington. So I think you got to keep building your case. And one thing you mentioned is that rest advantage. That's something that I always look at. Pritch, pretty soon we'll get hockey, and we'll be betting hockey again. And that's really, really pronounced betting hockey as well. If you're a back-to-back team mm-hmm. Versus a team that's rested, because these really physical sports really provides an edge if you have extra time to rest, rehab, recuperate. And really it's with the coaching staff, more time to game film, read, you know, watch the film, game plan, do all that. The other thing is when you're betting a dog, Pritch, I want a dog that scores points. I'd much rather have a dog that can keep up offensively. I think obviously the offense of Prescott looking good with against Tampa Bay, that kept him in the game, and that covered that number. So with Prescott looking good, he didn't look, you know, play a ton this summer. He was kind of held back because of all these injuries. Now he's got a game under his belt. You have time to practice here. He's probably practicing more now than he did all summer. So again, maybe it's a shootout, maybe it's a 3-point game. Wide hook could be crucial. Again, I don't love the tiny bit move there to Chargers, okay. But I am going to ride this dog trend until the wheels fall off here, Pritch.
Yeah, Cowboys. Cowboys pretty aggressive, too, in that opening game. And so here you go. You want to avoid going down 0-2, expecting the Cowboys to kind of be aggressive again against the Chargers. How about the Colts over the Rams, leaning towards the Colts, trying to avoid that 0-2 situation, too? Back-to-back home games. I know what this environment's like from the coaches. There's an urgency. There's a fire lit with the Colts right now. And so I don't know if this line, Josh, suggests that people might have the bias towards the Rams or not, but I do like the Colts here. I'm leaning that way anyway.
Yeah, Pritch, so my segment is coming up. I don't hope they don't have my junior's football photo on there. You avert your eyes there. But Pritch, I'm right there with you. We talk about overreaction week. This is a blueprint game. Everybody betting the Rams. I'm looking at 3 out of 4 bets, if not more, laying it with the Rams. People saying, are you kidding me? The Rams rolled against Chicago, won by 20 on primetime. And you look at the Colts, they lose by 12 at home to Seattle. So the Rams are the way better team, playing better. Colts don't look good. How is this line only 3.5? I think that public perception is really kind of a gambler's fallacy way to look at these line moves. You know, these lines are being set based on what the odds makers are punching into their computers, models, algorithms, formulas, and power ratings. They're not putting this out there. I don't believe in trap games, Pritch. I believe in trap public perceptions. I think it's a trap public perception here, where how can you not play the Rams yet? The line movement is really good here toward toward the Colts. A lot of these books actually open Rams -4, and they're one of the most lopsided plays of the week, yet it's down to 3.5. I love that you're buying low on the Colts. I love that you're selling high on the Rams. To me, this is going to be a tight game. I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts win this game, Pritch. I'll be honest. Am I bold enough to go money line? Not really. I love getting the hook 3.5, though. I'm with you. This is the overreaction, or one of the best overreaction plays of the week.
I agree with you right there. We got a graphic, too, that we're about to show. Teams after 0-2 starts making the playoffs, to make the playoffs, 11.6% to win a division, 5.8%. And that's based on a 16-game schedule. So now we got 17 games. I think it really highlights that too a little bit more in terms of the 0-2 starts. Josh, one thing I know from a player's perspective is that when you get off to a slow start, everything comes into question. Like coaches, do they have the right players? Are we using the players in the right way? We're questioning the coaches. Do they know what they're doing upstairs? You know, we're getting bad game plans. I mean, you don't want that to seep in. And so if the Colts a lot of expectations here on his franchise, on his team, with Wentz. I mean, I know what this week is all about for that football team.
Yeah, I love that you can provide this insight for us, Pritch, because you're really taking us into the locker room and how they approach these games. You know, I'm looking at them pretty much strictly from a numbers perspective, but that added motivation that maybe you can't cap, or maybe it's just unquantifiable to put into a number, I kind of like that in my back pocket. And You're totally right. Like, I'll tell you, in New England here, Pritch, they're saying, what do the Patriots do, you know, defensively? They didn't really play well against the run. They spent all this money in free agency. I know it's only one game. The funny thing is, like, the house is falling down, but everyone loves Mac Jones, saying he's great here and looking good. You know, people saying, like, is Belichick getting – is he losing it? Is he not as sharp as he used to be? There was a situation where Miami was actually calling out the plays that the Patriots were running, and Mac Jones winked at some of those defenders. So these things will snowball if you start to lose. But I would say, Pritch, maybe I'll throw it to you. Uh-huh. Going down 0-2 in the stats here, you know, only like 1-10 make the playoffs. Now that it's 17 games, you know, you have one more game to make up for it. Maybe we see some of these 0-2 teams come back. That extra game could give them that, you know, one extra win that they need to make it. But you're right. You're up against the wall down 0-2. It's definitely not where you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the AFC, for instance. I mean, think about the AFC and that conference in general. And so if you're the Colts, you do not want those situation to be 0-2 for you. I mean, you're going to be fighting uphill big time. And now you're not out of the playoffs by any means. I get that. But you start to question things a little bit right there. And so you do have a new quarterback, too. And he hasn't settled in, a lot of injuries, too. So just those questions kind of permeate into the locker room and into the building, too. Josh, let's get to the Dolphins and the Bills real quick. A preview of your playbook.
Yeah, here's a preview. I like Miami here. I think it's a pretty sharp play. This kind of is, again, that overreaction week where everyone's loving Buffalo. I'll be honest. You know, I have their over win total ticket, so it wasn't a great start there, even though I got the Steelers there as a dog. But Buffalo is just one of these trendy teams up and coming. Everyone's loving the Bills Mafia, and they're kind of saying this week, hey, you know, they dropped one week one. Crazy things happen week one. They have to bounce back and win. Bills can't go down 0-2. They possibly, There's no way they can do that. Everyone's been in Buffalo. Yeah, a lot of these Buffalo Bills lines open -4, -3.5. The 3.5s are still there, but I'm seeing a lot of these 3.5s actually go down to 3. So to me, if you're down to 3, you wait and see with the juice -120. It may go back to 3.5, but I think getting the hook, again, I'll beat a dead horse here. Divisional dogs, Pritch. Divisional dogs and a team in Western New York going down, you know, to South Florida here to have to play in the heat and the humidity. I think that's a really good edge to the Dolphins. My Patriots always struggle going down to Miami here. So I think it's a tight game. I'll go Dolphins +3.5 here at home. Divisional dog angle in this one.
Okay, I got some intel that might help that play right there. Pittsburgh Steelers previewing the Raiders matchup. One of the writers out there was talking to me today about the fact that Buffalo was holding a lot of calls didn't get called, so that Steelers defense really got after that offensive line for Buffalo, and we might see a similar thing there with the Dolphins as well. We continue with Josh's playbook and his plays. That's coming up next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum. VSiN.
Everybody, make this football season your best sports betting season ever. Start your VSiN free trial today to get full access to our sports betting experts, including 24/7 video streaming, daily best bet emails, betting splits with the money and ticket percentages on every game, plus full access to VSiN.com data and analysis. You get everything VSiN has to offer for only $22 per month. Sign up right now at VSiN.com/subscribe. Welcome back to the show. It's Betting Across America. Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum with you today. And we're about to get into Josh Applebaum's picks for this coming weekend. I want to just mention this real quickly, though. Get to the Market Insights podcast, because you'll get a deeper dive into the information that Josh Applebaum's giving us right here on the program today. Josh, what do you have for us this weekend?
Oh, I got a ton. Let me just throw this injury update for you, though, Pritch. Just saw this break. Josh Jacobs, running back for the Raiders here. Your neck of the woods here, Pritch. Toe ankle. He's been ruled out for this Pittsburgh Steelers game. So that's kind of a big injury. And I am seeing some movement here back toward Pittsburgh. You know, one point I was saying Vegas kind of they are contrarian. Public is on Steelers after that big win in Buffalo. But, you know, at one point I was like a six, kind of stayed where it was at. We're seeing creep up to 6.5 now. So there's late movement there coming in for the Steelers at home. But okay, a couple of games that I have in pocket here, Pritch. You know, we talked about the Dolphins. I took the Dolphins 3.5. Again, divisional dogs beating a dead horse here. But that's really my go-to play in the NFL, especially if it's a line freeze or a line move in favor of that divisional dog. So I'm looking at Miami plus 3.5. Mm-hmm. We talked about the Colts.
Yep.
This is kind of the epitome of a buy low, sell high. Colts lost. Rams won. Everyone betting the Rams. Yet Rams opened minus 4 down to 3.5. Give me the Colts plus 3.5 here. We talked about the Eagles. So I like that we have some overlap here, Pritch. I'm loving seeing that. But the Eagles, to me, we always joke on Lombardi line. They don't, you know, Eagles fans don't need the points. Pritch, silver linings playbook. As long as you got the good juju and, you know, you're at the game and you're tailgating, everything's fine. You're just going to win outright. But I'll grab the points here. You know, again, I wouldn't be surprised if they won, but I just love that that's a real public play to San Fran. But the Eagles line move and even liability on the 3. Again, that was 4 some shops, 3.5 down to 3. You would have really liked the Eagles with the hook, but even at 3, I think it's worthwhile because it's maybe trending down to 2.5. Now, the other ones that we didn't mention here, Pritch, the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know if you can call it intuition or whatever, but based on this line movement, I wouldn't be surprised if the Vikings win this game. This is kind of a ultimate buy low, sell high where everyone's off that Minnesota Vikings train. You know, they lose straight up to the Bengals and, you know, they're laughing stock there. That was a sharp play to the Bengals that came through. But then on the flip side, Cardinals roll over the Titans, look amazing. Chandler Jones has 5 sacks. They look unstoppable. However, Arizona opened minus 4.5 at home. It's down to 3.5. So if everyone is backing the Cardinals, who are looking great, and really no one wants to touch the Vikings, who look terrible, why didn't the Cardinals, if they're opening 4.5, get up to 5, 5.5, 6? It's gone the other way. It's moving toward Minnesota. So again, public perceptions are really based on just a one game sample of how you performed last week. And if everyone's thinking Vikings are bad and Cardinals are good, yet the line's going to the Vikings, give me Minnesota here plus the hook. I think it's a field goal game. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if they won. But Pritch, the big boy, the big daddy play of the week to me is the Baltimore Ravens. I think this is going to be, as a contrarian, better, as good as it gets from a data-driven standpoint. Mm-hmm. So number one, KC opens minus 2.5 on the road. This is your Sunday night football game. So any kind of game between the Chiefs and the Ravens would be the highest ticket count, you know, handle, you know, game of the week. But now it's prime time. Now it's Sunday night. This is going to shatter records for ticket counts here. And everyone's betting the Chiefs. Chiefs open minus 2.5. You did have some respected money early, minus 2.5 on Kansas City, lay that number. But now you got to ask yourself, it's now up to 4. Are you going to lay a 4 on the Chiefs with the public? And I'm seeing ticket counts of 90%. I mean, literally 9 out of 10 bets on the Chiefs here. We joke around, Pritch. I like any team that's under like 40% of tickets, 30% of tickets. When you're getting 10% of tickets, I mean, this is a really good spot here to bet against the public. But again, Chiefs open 2.5. It's up to 4. If you're laying the 4 now with Kansas City, you're getting the worst of the number after the value's gone and you're with the public in a heavily bet game. I flip it the other way. I love this spot for the Ravens. They lose in prime time as a favorite, lose straight up. Anyone who bet them is mad at them and doesn't want to play them. Whereas easy, anytime Mahomes rolls out the ball, they're going to be the popular play. So buying low on a plus 4 dog in prime time, an inflated line after they open 2.5, to me, that's really the epitome of value there. So maybe it's a 3-point game. Again, I'm fine with the Chiefs winning, continuing to win as long as they don't cover. That's been their trend here recently. I love this spot for Baltimore. It's just you never get a team getting 10% of bets in a primetime game, Pritch. That almost never happens. And as a contrarian better, that really excites me. Give me the Ravens plus 4 here.
All right. Well said there too, Josh. I mean, I was looking at the injury report because I was curious about all the injuries for the Ravens. Ronnie Stanley, their all-pro left tackle, he's doubtful for this game against the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs defensively, they don't knock your socks off, right? I mean, it's the Chiefs, but they're all about Patrick Mahomes. And so I wonder, defensively, with all the injuries, too, with the Ravens, I know they're at home, but now you couple all of that with Ronnie Stanley, the left tackle, being doubtful in this one, too. I wonder how difficult that'll be for the Ravens.
Oh, I think it'll be difficult here, Pritch. This is where Michael Lombardi says Josh just likes Coke machines and likes numbers. So that's the joke here. But no, you're totally right. And I think, again, maybe that was that 2.5 opener. Why? Okay, maybe the, you know, sharps look at their numbers and maybe they had it as a 3-point game and there's value minus 2.5. But you're totally right, Pritch. All these things, I don't like it anymore. Mm-hmm. I, you know, I still think this is kind of baked into the cake, maybe based on the way this line has moved a little bit. But I would say too, in terms of the total, do you want to get in a shootout here with the Kansas City Chiefs? I don't think so. I think if the Ravens want to win this game or cover, they got to keep it close. They need a 24-21 game, you know, a 27-24 game, something like that. And it does kind of jive with what we're seeing with the total. A lot of these books open a really high total of 55.5. And now it's down to 54.5. Yeah. So we've seen some under money in prime time. Maybe we get a little more running the ball, you know, chewing up the clock, that sort of thing, playing good defense, you know, being good in the red zone, giving up 3 instead of 7. I kind of like that sneaky contrarian under. It just opened so high. Public is hammering the over, saying Mahomes, you know, he'll put up 35 on his own, but yet it's falling. Tells me maybe a little reverse line movement to the under there.
Okay, because I want to revisit this game. It's the Saints and the Panthers, and we talked about it briefly a little while ago, but getting back to that from a market insight standpoint, could this line move further, Josh? I mean, we're seeing right now the Saints minus 3.5, 44.5 is the total.
Yeah, it could. I mean, basically, you know, the way I'm looking at it is the 3.5. And again, this is something you can do. It's not going to be guaranteed every single time, but look at all, find a consensus group of books. I like to look for market setting books, books that take in big wagers, books that take in high handles, put them side by side. Just go to VSiN.com/odds. You can see all the sports books side by side and look at what the juice is telling you. And again, it's not a guarantee that it's going to move that direction or that side's going to win with the liability, but it's helping you predict where the next move is likely to come from. So, Pritch, I'm thinking, you know, at one point, like, hey, can I wait it out and get a 4 here with the Panthers? But I don't know. A lot of these books that I'm seeing are -3.5, -105 for New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So that means the Panthers +3.5 is -115. So that kind of tells me it's only 2 days away, but a lot can change in 2 days. Could this go to 4? It's possible, but you know, gun to my head, I'd say it may be more likely to go down to 3 because a lot of these +3.5s are -115. So that's a good signal there. Even though the Saints are coming off a big win and the popular play here, it's not trending back up in their direction. If anything, it's coming down. I think this could be a tight game. I'm going to grab the 3.5 here with Carolina.
Yeah, I like that play too. And the reason why I wanted to focus on it was because I want to grab that 3.5 right now if I can, as opposed to maybe waiting. Because, you know, typically you get closer and closer. Injury reports are dropping. You just mentioned the breaking news about Josh Jacobs, and things can happen that could affect your bet or influence more line movement too. So that's a good number, I think, for the Carolina Panthers at home getting 3.5 points.
I'm right there with you, Pritch. And again, if we can throw up, you know, Ben, these ticket and money count tickets from BetMGM, you know, you want to go contrarian on the screen right here. Your three biggest contrarian plays will be betting against the Saints, betting against the Chiefs, and betting against the Cardinals. So remember, ticket percentage is always the raw amount of tickets. It has nothing to do with money. It's the tickets written. And the biggest, most popular plays are these teams laying the points. So on the flip side, your top contrarian plays would be, you know, Carolina +3.5, you know, we're showing 3.5 here, but if you can find Ravens +4, then of course that Cardinals game we talked about, grabbing Minnesota at 3.5. So those are the big ones you like to look at. To me, if you want to bet against the public, always focus on that ticket percentage. Those would be your top three contrarian plays to bet against those teams listed there in that middle column.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you can get all this deeper dive information right there from the Market Insights podcast by Josh Applebaum. It is extraordinary. I highly recommend it right there for sure to get all this pertinent information, and certainly helps you to that decision point. It's like I couldn't come to a decision point with Washington and the Giants because of conflicting thoughts right there. I just didn't have a conviction there for that play, and there's nothing wrong with that either.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. And Pritch, I texted you, I said, you're gonna ride G-Men with me, and you're like, hey, let's get some trepidation here. Yeah. But what I love about you is you use it as a scouting opportunity. Mm-hmm. Remember this, if you're a bettor, if you don't have a strong enough conviction on a bet, don't bet it. You should only bet when you feel confident, you've done your research, you feel prepared, you feel like you're getting a good number. If you don't, watch the game anyway. We all love sports. We love betting on them even more. But all the things that you can watch this game and be a scout, you know, you can use that down the road. So even though you didn't bet last game, Pritch, I know you had a lot of takeaways that can hopefully cash you a few tickets down the road just from that time you spent watching the game with a critical eye.
Yeah, I love film study. I mean, it got me to be a first rounder in the National Football League. So I do that right now, Josh, as a bettor even. I mean, because I want to get to that level with my betting, and certainly have the help and the benefit of VSiN. And all our experts, and certainly doing this show with you, has paid off big time dividends. Teachable moment in college football. Maybe we'll have time for that in the next segment. But it's rapid fire. We're going to start with the Broncos and the Jaguars as we go down the schedule of the National Football League right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Allen. VSiN, the sports betting network.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the Lock of the Year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any pro football team. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code VSiN200 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code VSiN200 to win $200 in free bets if any pro football team scores a touchdown. It's a new customer offer. Paid and free bets. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be at least 21. Please gamble responsibly. If you feel you have a problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Welcome back to the show, Betting Across America. Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum with you on a football frenzied Friday. So here we go, Josh. We're going to do it. Get all these games in on the schedule. The Broncos at the Jaguars. A lot of people are getting nervous about this game. A little late breaking news. Bradley Chubb, the outside linebacker, hopes that he will be able to play in this game against the Jaguars.
Yo, first off, Pritch, I want you to take a bow, because if people didn't see this, the Broncos Twitter put out their top five plays of all time. And guess what was number one? My co-host, my guy, Mike Pritchard. Elway to Pritchard, week 14, 1995. So real quick, Pritch, 10, 15 seconds. Drop that play. How'd it feel? Bring what kind of memories did that bring back? Because I don't think you're ever going to have to buy a beer in Denver ever again. You probably haven't anyway, but number one play in Broncos history. I love that.
I know. How about that against the Jaguars? Yeah, I mean, that play, that's vintage Elway. I mean, if you understand Elway as a receiver, he was always going to look for that big play opportunity. So I happened to be on a go route on the right side of the sideline, and he was buying time in the pocket. It looked like he was scrambling. So I sprinted across the end zone to try to uncover. I was getting double covered too, Josh, a safety and a corner. But Elway, he threw that ball on a rope between two defenders. All I had to do was catch it and get my feet down in the end zone, and I was able to do that. So I was exhausted, though. I ran about 100 yards, a full sprint on that play, but it worked out.
Oh, it was worth it, Pritch, but congrats, man. When I saw that, I'm like, hey, I work with that guy. It's my co-host. I love it. That's my quarterback. But Pritch, for Denver, Jacksonville, now I'm going to be a buzzkill here. I'm okay. Going to go Jaguars. It's one of those gross plays that kind of gets me excited here. It's that buy low, sell high, that that overreaction week two where Broncos look great and rolled over the G-men. Jaguars look terrible and lose straight up as against the Houston Texans as a favorite. However, a lot of these books, Pritch, -6.5, mm-hmm. Broncos around there, down to 6 at some of these shops. They're a really lopsided play where everyone is on Denver, yet the line is kind of dropping here to the Jags a little bit. So we talk about these injuries. Jerry Judy's going to be out here quite a bit. You also look at Denver, two straight road games. We've talked about that all week, mm-hmm. How that's kind of a difficult spot for a lot of these players. And the Jags at home, the swamp, it's hot. It's kind of tough if you're not used to that. So I'll go the +6 here. Here's my thing. I'll walk a tightrope. Can we get a 6.5? Is this so overwhelming? It's already 3 out of 4 bets on Denver. Is it so overwhelming that maybe the hook pops up between now and Sunday? I'll look out for that. If I can find it, I'll grab it. If not, give me the +6 here. It just stinks to me, Pritch. This line's too low, and it should be moving to Denver, but it's not. It's actually dropping to the Jags. I'll go Jags here. Maybe they lose by 3. We'll see what happens.
Okay, line movement towards the Browns here at home, too. -13 now. Against Houston, 48 to total.
Yeah, this one's a tough for me, Pritch. I'll go Houston. It's kind of an inflated dog spot. Mm-hmm. A lot of these books I saw at one point were like 11, 11 and a half, 12. Now you're getting 12 and a half, 13. This is, again, favorites, early dogs, late. See as high of a number as you can get. The funny thing is Houston, comes up huge for dog bettors in week one, and it's still back to, hey, they're terrible and they stink. They got no respect for that win there, Pritch, which is fine with me. I think this team, they're not flashy, but there's a lot of professional football players on this team. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they're going to, maybe they'll probably, flirt with that 4 win total, maybe go under, maybe, push that number there. But one system that I do have here buying low on inflated dog will be September double-digit dogs. If you're a double-digit dog getting 10 or more in the month of September, you're 57% ATS the last decade. So it looks disgusting, but can they lose by 12? Can you lose by 10? Can you keep it close? That's a big, big number here with a low total or lower total under 50. I don't love it, but I'll go Texans here in the points.
Right, and no Odell Beckham Jr. too. So, I mean, -13, that's a lot of points, period. I don't care who you are. that's a lot of points, period, in the National Football League. I think Cully's got one more week, though, Josh, that he can use that mantra, it's us against the world, nobody believes in us, nobody's respecting us, we're the Houston Texans. One more week, and then the wheels fall off for that franchise, though.
Yeah, we're going to have to see how that plays out moving forward. But, yeah, he can play that until maybe it is the case and no one really does believe in you.
Right. How about the Raiders and the Steelers kind of talked about this, Josh Jacobs. He's ruled out. That's the news that you got with that foot
he's
and ankle?
He's ruled out, yeah. Okay. Toe, ankle, something toe, like that. Yeah. To me, Pritch, this is kind of a tough one. Again, dogs are doing great so far, 13-4 ATS. It is a short week, so that's something to keep in mind, keep an eye out as well here for Vegas. Now, again, a lot of these books were like 6. I saw a couple books at one point got to 5.5, and I was like, okay, Raiders getting big points here. You know, hey, a little movement in their favor. I think with this Jacobs injury, again, it's now 6.5. Does it get to 7? Maybe that could be a buy low spot here on the Raiders. I'll take Raiders, Pritch, but it worries me. I'll defer to you. What's your take on this matchup here?
Well, a short week, that's a grind, too. A lot of guys are questionable. Incognito, questionable. Ingold, fullback, questionable. Kwiatkowski, linebacker, questionable. Mariota, the backup quarterback, he's doubtful. So you're one play away from Nathan Peterman, perhaps going into this game for the Raiders. You got Nassib, who's questionable. On a short week, I mean, a lot of bumps and bruises for a very physical game or the results of a very physical game that they played against the Ravens. So now you go across country. It's going to be a difficult spot, though, for the Raiders.
I think it is too, Pritch. That's the one thing that worries me. And again, you're really not getting any like line freeze, reverse line movement. If anything, it's now going a little bit to the Steelers. But my one caveat would be, Pritch, if I'm going to bet a dog, kind of like that Dallas Cowboys play where it's a similar sort of thing, it's a bigger number, but I want to bet on a dog who can score points. I mean, you can say what you want about the Vegas Raiders, but they can put up points. So can they backdoor cover? Can they be down 12? You know, late and or down 13 late and score a touchdown, that sort of thing. I think that's what you're banking on. I like betting a dog if they are good offensively and can put up points or backdoor cover.
Yeah, I agree with that. Points do favor the Raiders right there in that matchup. How about Cincinnati and Chicago? More line movement, I believe, Josh. Chicago now -2.5 at home, 45 is the total.
Rich, this is a really, really kind of tough one for me because I've been going back and forth. So number one, a lot of these books open Chicago -3 at home. Yep. Typically you get 3 points home field advantage, you know, neutral site. The bookmakers are pretty much telling you these teams are dead even. But opens -3, gets down to some shops all the way down to like 2. There's been a little buyback at on the 2.5. So you're off the key number. You're really not getting the best of it now with the Bengals. And what I'm worrying, and again, I went into this saying, I'm going to ride these dogs throughout the month of September. That's when they're the best. But now I'm thinking Bengals are a really, really trendy dog, and I don't like trendy dogs, Pritch. I like the gross hazmat dogs that no one thinks has any shot. Once they become popular, they lose a lot of their value. So since he's coming off a win as a dog and an upset victory, Chicago looked bad and got rolled there. I almost am leaning toward buying low on the Chicago Bears in there. That's the way this is going. Like, I'm looking at the Bengals getting 2/3 of spread bets across the country. I mean, do you really want to be a popular Bengals bettor this week and you're not even getting the best of it? I'd consider buying low on Chicago here at home. I could just see, you know, when things are starting to look good in Cincinnati, you finally win your opener to maybe take a step back here. So I'm leaning Chicago here, Pritch. What do you think? What would be your take here?
Well, you know, some people might mention the Andy Dalton angle, facing his former team, that kind of thing. But I don't buy into that. I mean, it's Andy Dalton. It's not like he's Tom Brady or something going up against the Patriots, right? This is Andy Dalton against the Bengals. And I don't know if that excites you or not. I do know Chicago was able to run the football against the Rams at times. And I wonder if they'll get back to that, though.
Yeah, I think that's something to keep an eye out for. And again, looking at the total, it's kind of stayed around 45. So we'll see how this thing goes. If you kind of an experiment you can do, does this get back to 3? If you start to see any 2.5s juiced up like they're going back to 3, that's going to be a good sign for Chicago. But again, I like dogs. I like going contrarian, but this is a popular dog, and it's kind of a rare fade the trendy dog contrarian play for Chicago. So I'm not totally sold, but I'm kind of leaning buying low on Chicago here.
All right. Do you like the dog going up against your guy, Tom Brady? Atlanta on the road, +13. Getting 13 points, Josh. 52 is a total.
I'm going to take Atlanta here, Pritch. Again, divisional dog. The other one, we talk about divisional dogs, double-digit divisional dogs, so we can layer on more systems here. Over the past decade, they're 57% ATS. And you also saw some books, Pritch, 13 is the number on our board, but I'm seeing some shops, quite a few, down to 12.5, so it's kind of leaning a little bit there toward Falcons. Divisional game, also Atlanta didn't play well, got rolled there by the Eagles, so you're buying low on the Falcons. and the Buccaneers, who, again, eked out a win there late for me in my Survivor, Pritch. By the way, I am going Packers in Survivor, so if the Lions win and hell freezes over, I'll be out in my Survivor. But I'll take the Falcons, your former team here. What do you think, Pritch? Can they lose by 12 or less? That's my question.
Well, I tell you, I mean, it's a divisional dog here, right? I mean, a lot of points. It's just so many points, but we are seeing a lot of things happen in the opening weeks of the season so far. Still turnovers. Determining games. And I saw that last night. I think that trend kind of continues as the starters get acclimated to the season. They didn't play a lot in preseason, so they still have some things to work out and iron out some wrinkles right there going into week two.
Yeah, again, these are the things we got to look at moving forward.
Yep.
And again, look at that late movement game day, last 10, 20 minutes, Pritch. But it's been a great week, my man. Yep. Let's hope the dogs keep barking for us.
Let's do it. Let's get after it. Great job on the program. Good luck with all your bets. The Edge coming up next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.